Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue on in a message at a crossroads. You know, I shared in previous broadcasts, sometimes we are at a crossroads that are life-changing. Depending on the decisions we make, that affects what occurs the rest of our lives. But many of the decisions we make aren't that important, that significant in terms of our life destiny and what occurs in our life. But I began to realize that every day we stand at a crossroads. And, you know, I was thinking, it's been so many years since my academic career, but was there a poem written by Robert Frost, The Road Less Traveled? He was at a juncture and he chose to take the road less traveled. And I would invite all of us to take that road that is less traveled. There's such unbelief in the world, even among many Christians who are so discouraged and defeated. God doesn't want us to stay there. And by hearing the word, what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. God wants to strengthen our faith so that nothing that occurs in our life will shake us or cause us to retreat or cause us to sit down or to run away. That we can be bold. We can be as Joshua and Caleb. We were looking at the situation in Numbers 13 about the spies that were sent into the Promised Land, and they brought back an evil report, 10 of them, only two. Well, they were a minority, but they, because of faith in God, were able to realize their destiny, their full potential. Caleb, I think he received Mount Hermon. That's where the watchers came down. That's where the giants live. At 80 years of age, he said, well, okay, I'm ready for those giants. Give me my land. And beloved, it's not in our strength. We're not talking about pride or self-confidence. We're talking about pride and confidence in the Holy One of Israel. Pride and confidence in the captain of the host who goes before us. So, beloved, whatever your decisions that you might be facing right now in your life, even the decisions of the day, what you're facing tomorrow, may we respond in faith. We'll have a choice. We'll believe God or we'll retreat. We'll cower. Like, I'm just not sure about that. In fact, I'm going to stop right now. Father, in Jesus' name, it is so important that we keep our eyes upon you. You who are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord, you want to increase our faith. But if we by will, by choice, say, I can't do that, that's not going to work out. If we by our confession and by the thoughts and attitudes of our heart say, it can't be, then that's what we're going to get. We get what we believe, what we say. Out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so, Father, right now I'm cursing and taking authority over every spirit of unbelief, of discouragement, of despair, of depression. And I release the power of God, the anointing of God, to destroy every bit of doubt, every bit of insecurity. And, Lord, that you will release faith into your people. Lord, You breathed faith on your disciples when you appeared after the resurrection. You said, receive the Holy Ghost. And by faith, they had to receive, and they did. And then they were willing to obey. They waited in Jerusalem for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They were saved by receiving the Holy Spirit, and then they received the empowering of the Holy Spirit through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's your plan for us. Lord, it has never changed. What you've set down in the New Testament, Lord, that is your plan for your church. You gave us the guidelines, the blueprints. Help us to walk in that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we are talking about faith. We're talking about unbelief and the carnal mind, which delights in unbelief because it's natural. It's comfortable. Let's face it. We always, by our natural disposition, we always tend to look at the negative. And that's only natural because we were sinners saved by grace. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. That's all we ever knew, depending on when you got saved. If you've had a whole lifetime of serving the devil, and then in later years you become saved, there's habit patterns that are formed in our attitudes, in our thought processes, but God is able to deliver us and to give us the mind of Christ. And you know what? It's a choice. What does the word say? Let this mind be in you. That let is an imperative. It's you let, you decide, you choose to let the mind of Christ. So you can either believe what God said in his word in the face of every hindrance and obstacle, or you can cave in and say, well, you know, I guess it just doesn't work. You know, works for some people, just not working for me, born to lose. Yeah, whatever kind of things that might come to your mind, encouraged by the adversary of your soul. And so unbelief towards the Lord and his promises flows as naturally out of the carnal heart as water does down a hill. That is, there's a natural law in operation. When water runs down a hill, it's called gravity. So when we were sinners, we could justifiably say we're not able. But as Christians, it's a sad thing to say we're not able. It's a sad thing to say, I can't be freed from that habit. It's a sad thing to say, you know, I just can't control my temper. That's just who I am. It's a sad thing to say, we can't be on time. We can't be punctual. It's a sad thing to say that we can't be faithful to God, faithful to our friends, faithful to our spouse, whatever the issues may be. It is a sad thing to make that kind of confession when all things are possible to him that believes. For Christians, we have unimaginable, you know, potential, the things that God can do in our behalf if we will believe. I believe God is looking for people who will be strong in their God and do exploits. That's what Daniel said. The people that know their God, if you don't have that kind of faith, maybe you need to get better acquainted with him, because that's what he wants to inspire in your heart. It's not your own strength. It's not your own abilities, your talents, whatever good things you've got that he's put in you. It is the Lord. It's the Lord working in us, the Lord working with us as we speak the word. That's what the disciples did. The Lord, as they preached the word, the Lord was working with them to demonstrate signs and wonders. How are we going to come into the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the power of God? We've got to believe for it, saints. We're not just going to fold our hands and just wait for it to happen, like, you know, quitting time at 5 o'clock at work. It doesn't work that way. There are glorious blessings in God's word, which he has so magnanimously, wonderfully offered to us as his people. He's promised peace. I'm giving you peace, not as the world gives. I'm giving you my peace. Are we walking in that? I mean, I'm preaching to you as much as to me. Do we have joy? Joy unspeakable and full of glory? Do we have strength? As our days are, so shall our strength be. Do we have victory? He always causes us to triumph in Jesus Christ. Look at Nehemiah. I'm just choosing one out of the Bible. He was, you know, he was a cup servant to the king. He, in other words, bore the king's cup. It was a very trusted position, but he heard what was going on in Jerusalem with the exile. He was so heartbroken. He prayed, he fasted. The king happened to notice, of course. He makes an incredible offer. He says, you know, I'm so burdened. Can I go build the walls of Jerusalem? And amazingly, the king, he and the king says, well, okay, sure, how long do you want? And he gives him, it's just, the things that are impossible with man are possible with God. And that comes out of a heart. You know, when we have a burden for God, where do you think it came from? Just because you're so spiritual? No, he has put that on your heart so you can step forward in obedience. You don't see how it's going to work out? Of course not. Do you think the priests knew what was going to happen when they carried the ark upon their shoulders and they were told to walk into a flood stage river at Jordan? They were told to do that, and they did it, and the miraculous happened. Oh, brother and sister, I want to challenge you to step out for God. We have to measure whatever difficulties we think are in front of us with the God of heaven and earth. He says through Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for God? He is the God of the impossible. And going back to the book of Numbers, in that verse 27, it says, the spies are saying, we went into this land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey. And this is the fruit. They were just showing it. See, this is really real. But unbelief, you know, however, nevertheless, there were problems there. And you know what? The problems were bigger than our God. No. We see with our eyes, we're judging with our eyes. There are some really big guys over there, giants, and we were as nothing in their sight. You have to remember, this was a people that they weren't warriors. They hadn't been trained on the battlefield. They had been slaves. Their parents had been slaves. And they're, that's a 400 years, that's a long time to be, and they have had a slave mentality, but God wanted to release them. He did them physically, and they should have realized, but so how often do we, you know, we said, oh, well, I wouldn't have done that. Well, he that thinks that he stands, let him take heed lest he fall after the same manner of unbelief. Okay, I will be nice. This is not an easy message to preach because it hits us all between the eyes, I'm afraid. But so let it be. Let it knock us right into the realm of faith and say, yes, Lord, we are well able to take the land. I hope you're being blessed. I'm being blessed sharing this word because it's a timely word. It's, I need this, you need this, as never before from the times in which we are living. Well, I love you. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write, Beloved, one of the principles of God, there's power in agreeing prayer. Oh, it takes effort. Yes, I know. You can drop that in the mail, but if you want, you can email if you have the internet, and I will confirm, I will pray. But if you'd like a personal letter back, which I alone read and answer the mail, I've got stacks of testimonies of how God has ministered through the ministry of correspondence. That's one of my loves. I love the broadcast, but I love writing letters and praying for people. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,